Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
There's one thing about God. Whatever they needed on the journey, I'm crazy enough to believe he provided. Whatever they needed on the journey, I'm crazy enough to believe that the Lord had it there for them. Across desert lands, following a star. But worship should be something that is embedded in your heart. Watch closely. Some of us worship on proxy. Well, we want someone else to go to church for us and shout for us. Well, if God has done anything for you, you ought to be able to come and do it for yourself. Because you don't know, like I know, what the Lord has done for me. So when I look at the wise men traveling from afar, Reverend Hillary, I think about how we travel from afar. Sometimes it gets lonely from afar. Sometimes you feel all by yourself from afar. Sometimes you don't know if you're going to even make it to your destination from afar. But you must be compared. Irregardless of what you are about to face, that whatever that you are going to face, God will take care of you. I know this sounds crazy. No matter what you're going to face, God will take care of you. Break down called Brother Leo. Break down called White. Break down called Brother Duke. Break down called Brother Gallimore. Because sometimes you have breakdowns. I can tell you about that. But God always. Has the ability to take care of you in the midst of your breakdown. These men are compelled by God Himself. This is not a man's arrangement. This is God's arrangement. This is not for man's purpose alone, but this is for God's purpose. Now, man is moving to fulfill the purpose and the purposes of God. Do I have some help in the house? That they are moving across desert land, not for their purpose, of desert land, so God can get nothing but the glory.
Yes.
And man will become beneficiary of the goodness of anybody in the house have been a beneficiary of God's goodness? Have you been a beneficiary of God's grace? Have God given you something that you didn't deserve? And you can say, I've been a beneficiary. I may not get an earthly gift, but God sent a heavenly gift. He moved in my behalf, and I can say, thank you, Lord. God has done something for you, and the Spirit of God has gotten into you and has compelled you to show up and shout, and sometimes show out. You mean to tell me God has been this good? No, you can say thank you. Sometimes I want to. God has worked it out for me. Maybe you ain't got no healing in your life. Maybe they ain't never struck out against you. But I done had a few in my life. I done still got some more. But I don't care about them. Because the God I serve and the God you know about, they were wise. First of all, they are seeking the master. That's what makes them wise. What makes them wise is not their mathematical understanding, but what made them wise was them able to seek the master. Yes. Anybody in here can say, I'm seeking him, brother. I'm seeking the Lord. I seek him daily. I seek him in the middle of the night. I get up in the middle of the night and I just say, thank you. I'm seeking him while I walk around my house. You got to continuously seek the Lord. And they were seeking the right man. And they were headed in the right place because God put a symbol in the sky. He put a symbol in the sky called a star. Located in the east. So they can always see the star. And nothing could hide. These men get up and they get the journey, they get the camel, and they strap up and they get ready. Now they get ready to go. They moving and they talking. I can hear him saying, you got to be where the Jews are gathered. We have hills and valleys that we have to cross. And somebody here can testify that they've had some hills and valleys in their life. You have some hills and valleys in your life. You've been up and you've been. You had some turnarounds, but God still you have you in motion. They came to worship and watch verse 2. Saying that he is born king of the Jews, for we have seen his star in the east and are come to what? They saw the star and they have come to worship him. Did they get discouraged along the way? Perhaps. along the way? Perhaps. Were they hungry along the way? Perhaps. Were they thirsty along the way? Perhaps. Did their feet hurt along the way? Perhaps. But one thing about it, they kept pressing on. Anybody here can tell me, Reverend, I'm still pressing on. And I've had some obstacles in the way, but I'm still pressing. I've had some heartache and pain, but I'm still pressing. I'm in and out of the doctor's office, but I'm still pressing. I'm not going to stop pressing because I know. A wise man coming into my time, seeking another king, and I am the king on the throne. Herod couldn't understand that. I am the king on the throne, and these men come from afar, and they are not looking for me, but they're looking for another king. They come in with gifts, and they're not bringing them to me. What's going on in my country land? How can this be? They come and don't see me. What's going on in my country land? Worship should be something that's embedded in you. Why do I go to church? I go to church to worship him. They were determined. Distance couldn't stop them. Leave family and home. Each time you open your Bible, you ought to open your Bible with the intentions of worship. The Lord is my shepherd. I just want to worship him. I shall not want. I want to worship him some more. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. I want to worship him some more. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I want to worship him some more. If a people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I want to worship him some more. If this earthly house of this tabernacle shall dissolve, I have a building of God, not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens. I want to worship him some.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
God. Yes, sir. Amen. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I want to worship him some. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe it should not perish but have everlasting life. I want to worship him some more. Next time you open your Bible and read the word.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1.